to This Magical Life, a weekly podcast hosted by two witchy friends.
I'm Victoria. I'm a mom, I manage a shop, and I teach Teen Witch Academy.
I'm Margaret. I'm a magical bard, and I love tarot and astrology.
We're both witches and dog people.
Hello, Victoria.
Hey, Margaret. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I am good. Excellent. I'm good. We're, of course, sitting here with our lovely guest, Trixie, who I don't even think she's a guest anymore. I think that she just, you know, maybe we have to change our intro.
Shop dog.
Podcast with,
podcast Margaret, with shop dog,
Victoria, and Trixie.
And sometimes Trixie's toy that crinkles or squeaks.
Yes, yes. Well, you know. But she's very mellow right now. I think she's a little tired today.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
You know, we did some grooming over the last few days that she hasn't been used to with me yet because the supplies just arrived.
Yeah.
So, you know, she might be a little bit tuckered out.
Yeah.
She's also been going out a ton because she's discovered that there are chipmunks in the yard.
Oh, yeah.
And she very much would like to catch one.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet.
Good. But yeah. Yes.
Yeah. She's on the hunt.
Yeah.
But she's a good girl.
We had this one, well, actually, my sister had this cat. It wasn't our cat. And she used to look at the birds and, you know, like really watch them from inside because she was an inside cat. And my sister would say to her, the birds are calling you a dog. You know, just like, I don't even know why, but like any time that like the animals start chasing each other at our house, I'm like, it just makes me think of that.
Yeah.
She had this cat named Zen who was like the coolest cat ever.
Good name then.
Yeah. Yeah. Like just, you know. And she used to say, like, crazy things to it. And it was fun.
Yeah, no, Trixie's pretty chill. She doesn't like when dogs on TV bark.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll watch TV sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
She doesn't like when other dogs walk past your door here at the store.
No, she does not. I think she's more like, hey, come on in.
I think so, too.
Hey, come on in.
I think so, too. She probably wants to play with them.
Barks of love.
The barks of love. Just like the growls of
just
love.
Just like the growls of love.
This is a bandit's domain right now.
Barks of love. No, she's such a joy to have around because she's
so
cute.
And thank you for letting me bring her here all the time.
Well, you know, I love my four dogs, but like they all have their own issues.
as many animals
do. Which we won't go into, but yeah, they all have their own issues, and yeah, I'll leave it at that.
End of topic.
Topic.
Believe it or not, that is not the topic of this week's podcast.
No, it's not. But I have to say something before we start. And I know that nobody else could see this, but I'm really digging your jacket that
you're wearing. Thank you.
Is it?
It is not warm enough for today.
Okay.
It is just like a cotton bomber.
I really love it. Anyway, she's wearing this really fabulous jacket. I may have to take a picture of the
jacket. Yeah, no, that's totally fine.
And it's quite smashing. And
thank you.
Should have probably said it before the podcast.
No,
now everybody who's listening, all the fashion designers are like, what is she wearing? You know, yes.
It's very comfortable. It was a lot warmer at my house. And I'm ill-prepared for the weather today. But that's okay.
Yeah, and I'm convinced, like you said before, Essex, I feel like it's 10 degrees colder than
probably because of the river.
So I don't know, but it was chilly out there.
When I was walking Trix, it was a gust of wind came and I was like, I might die.
Yeah.
I might expire right here on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
In this pile of snow.
Yes. Yeah. So,
of old snow.
But smashing
jacket.
But
it's nice and toasty in here. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love anything with griffins on it.
No, it's very cool.
And then Gryffindor is not even my house if I were in Hogwarts, but I love a good griffin.
Okay. Okay. I don't know what my Harry Potter house is because I only watch some of the movies and
oh my gosh, I think yours would totally be Hufflepuff, which is awesome.
And, you know, and that's, you know, I think that sounds like a really cool name.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're like just known for like their kindness and their fun and like.
I'm kind and I'm fun.
You are those things.
Check.
And like loyal friendship. And
there you go. So there you go.
I mean, that's you. Mine is definitely Ravenclaw. Like, aside from a few people, just give me some books and a tower by myself and leave me alone.
Okay. When you said, wait, what did you say?
Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff?
Yeah.
Okay. It made me think of that story, Horton Hears a Who.
Okay.
That Dr. Seuss story. Do you remember it?
Where he
carries around that flower. And I just thought of the flower.
Is puffy.
Yes. So,
Or huffly.
Brought me back, I don't know how many years. I'm not going to say how many years. Maybe 5 years.
Okay. Gotcha.
To when I was much younger.
Gotcha. One of my favorite things about Hufflepuff House is they are known for being nice, but their mascot is also the badger, who's kind of, pardon my French, kick-ass.
Oh, yeah.
But especially, like, the English badger.
Yeah.
They can, well, they're like, defensive.
Okay, defensive, maybe. Like, yeah, that's a better word.
They go to tooth and nail for the things that matter most.
Okay.
It's kind of how I think of them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I know I should be like, oh, my God, Harry Potter's so cool. Like, it was fine.
I mean,
I'm sorry, all the Harry Potters out there. And of course, Harry Potter himself, who's probably listening, Dan Radcliffe
is totally listening to our podcast.
Yes.
Hi, Dan.
How are you today? Yeah, but, you know, I just wasn't like.
That's okay. It's not for everyone.
We went to Universal when the kids were little, and they have like this big like Harry Potter kingdom, I guess. I don't know. But they made me drink this butterbeer thing, which I didn't care for. And all the food was like turkey legs. It was just weird.
Strange. I don't remember them eating a lot of turkey legs.
Things with that, like silverware. And like,
why couldn't you have silverware?
I don't know. And,
it's not medieval times.
It was very Renaissance fairy, which I usually like, but in that setting.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really expecting it. And
they definitely had flatware in the books and movies, just saying.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. So, yeah. So, it wasn't great. And it was cold that day. And I wasn't dressed appropriately because I was in Florida and I thought it was going to be warm, you know.
Yeah, because it's Florida.
As you do. And, you know, it was fun. I mean, it was a fun day. Anything with the family's fun. But, like, yeah,
Interesting.
But I'm also a big Disney girl. So, I think that it's hard. It's hard to compete.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, that's my whole Harry Potter spiel for the day. I don't think I've ever talked that much about Harry Potter.
So. There's a first time for everything.
There's a first time. And today was the day.
Today was it. Who knew?
What are we going to talk about today?
We are going to talk about Rest, Huga, and Kuri.
Yes. Which is a great follow-up to last week when we discussed self-care.
Exactly.
I don't know where I was going with that. So.
I think it just as itself, as a statement, end of sentence. It works. End of topic. No, just kidding. Yeah. That is the topic.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So one of the things that was on my mind as I was driving in today was that as of the time of recording this, it is now February 19th. Spring is exactly 1 month from today. It's March 19th. It's early this year. And that means if you're someone who entered the winter season going, this year I'm going to radically rest and you haven't done it yet, this is your wake-up call.
Yeah, do it.
To go to sleep.
Do it.
We're waking you up to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because you still have a month of winter left.
Right.
And it's going to go quick.
It is going to go so quick.
So, you know, if you wanted to get winter rest in, intentional winter rest, which is what we're talking about, then now's the time to start. Make a plan.
It is. But you know what the problem is going to be? Not to throw anything. I don't know what I was going to say a saying there. Yes, there you go. The problem is in about 2 weeks we're going to have about 2 days that it's going to be really nice.
Uh huh.
And the sun's going to be out and the sky is going to be blue and it's going to be so happy. And then
can you tell we're ready for the next season?
Yes. And then what's going to happen is we're going to have I don't know. Some sort of blizzard with like 72 inches of snow, and the winter will last until May 1st. So that's my
Your prediction.
Yeah, that's my prediction. It's Victoria's my prediction Farmer's every Almanac. Year. Yes. Okay. And we do have a big groundhog outside our.
There is a giant groundhog. If you are anywhere near Essex, you have to come see this thing.
It's quite fabulous. But that's kind of what happens, and then like it's kind of super sad because you're like. I was so ready because those 2 days were so wonderful. So it's almost hard to rest because you're like excited for that time. And then you think, well, that time happens and you're like, well, every day you're like expecting it to be nice. And then you're wearing like a parka and you're like shoveling snow. Is it called a parka?
Sure.
Okay. And then you're shoveling snow.
Despite my fabulous bomber jacket, I don't know the names of all the jackets. Okay. So I would not shovel snow in this.
Yes. No. By the way. That is not a shovel snow.
Way too lightweight.
Way too. But yeah, so not to bring the whole podcast down. It just went down. But you know, that's kind of what always happens.
Okay.
But
well, here, other people in the climate.
True. You know, if you live in Florida, you're probably not getting that blizzard. But
although who knows?
Yeah, who
these
knows?
These days.
But it is a good like time to remember that yeah, spring is coming. So if you need to rest up and you need to get that energy for your upcoming year, you know, this is the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right after this podcast, that's what you need to do.
In fact, you could even start while listening to the podcast. You totally can rest and listen to a podcast. It's okay. Rest doesn't have to mean sleep.
There's all kinds of it. You know, there's nothing I enjoy more than, you know, usually just sitting on. I like to sit on the couch with like this big blanket and my cup of tea, and I like to listen to Comfy Cozy Witch.
Perfect.
And it's, you know, it's just so delightful. Like, because that, for that, you know, half an hour, 40 minutes, I don't know how long it is, but, you know, for that amount of time, you know, there's just like me listening and, you know, of course, like, sometimes I want to answer. Like, do you ever do that when you're listening to a podcast?
Yes. Well, like, I do answer. They just can't hear me.
If our listeners do that, like, I just feel like I'm part of the conversation.
Yeah.
And then I
Feel free to contact us if you're answering.
And, like, I like that whole feeling, you know, of, like, I'm that really resting. Feeling. And it just feels like I could feel my battery recharging.
Yeah. I really like that example because it's an example of rest that is not sleep. Not all rest is sleep, and I think is something, unless you're like a grizzly bear, that's something that people confuse.
Yeah, I think
although
so
they're
too.
Not even asleep the whole time they hibernate, they do come out of their caves now and again and go back in.
They do. But, yeah, resting and relaxation is not all about sleeping.
It's not. I mean, sleep's important.
And don't get me wrong, sleep. Sometimes I do get really comfy, and then I do fall asleep.
Oh, yeah, but more power to you for a nap, but it's not for everybody.
Yeah, I like that, just like that sitting. I like to, you know, get out my iPad, and now that I have good notes on there, I just, like, write up a whole bunch of things. I have been writing classes for the shop, like, all winter, and just reading a whole bunch of really cool, like, witchy books and witchy topics, and I just love that, because I feel like it's so relaxing to do that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I enjoy.
Nice.
But sometimes, like... Okay, well, like when we were in Florida and it was like, oh, we had this choice to go to the pool and just sit there in the sun. And I don't know, for some reason I was like, that doesn't sound relaxing to me. I think because there were so many kids around, you know, it wasn't like the quietness. Because I like to have a lot of like quietness when I'm relaxing. Quiet. And wearing those AirPod, whatever, those things that you stick in your ears, I don't know what it is about them, but they make me a little uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You don't have to like them.
Yeah. So, you know, so I like to sit like, you know, with some noise and like, you know, just kind of in my own world. And that to me is like the perfect comfy cozy thing to do.
Lovely.
Yeah.
How hygge.
Yeah.
Hygge is the Swedish term for cozy, which you're probably familiar with. Maybe less familiar with the Scottish version, which is cúri.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't familiar till you told me. And I always thought that hygge was hygge because it's H-Y-G-G-E.
Yeah.
I never knew how to say it until, of course, you told me. It's so great to know an author and, like, a words person.
Okay, so confession time. I don't usually know how to pronounce words. I
really?
Often know what they mean. But I'll say something and, like, someone in my family will correct me. I'm like, listen, I can write it.
Yeah, okay. Speaking okay. No, I always feel like I can ask you and you know, so.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. But that word in particular... My sister told me how to pronounce it.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going off of that.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just sounds very comforting.
It does. It sounds like a hug.
Yeah. And in Scottish, you said it's...
Cúri.
Cúri.
C-O-O-R-I-E.
Okay.
In fact, when I thought I would have time and willingness to do so, and I was going to be starting a Bookstagram account...
Mm-hmm.
The word Cúri is in my account name.
Yes, it is.
And
it
I still is. Have that account. I might still do something with it down the road. I didn't delete it. But like, because to me, being cozy and being restful is all about having something good to read, whether it's fiction or nonfiction. And I do struggle with fiction ever since I got master's degrees in fiction, because now I read it. It's hard for me to not analyze it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm just like, I just want to escape.
Yeah.
I don't want to decide if this is written well or not. When I'm trying to relax. So sometimes I'll go with nonfiction, and often in that case, then it is either a book about a time period in the past or it's a witchy book.
Okay.
Sometimes also I'll just like, oh my gosh, the other day, I think it was Friday, I was here at the shop, but I didn't have any readings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just sat in my little area
mm-hmm.
with my dog, and I pulled an oracle card from like 21 different decks.
Ooh.
One card from each deck. And it took me like 2 hours.
That's a fabulous day.
It was so awesome. It was so restful. And then I did a little meditating. Mm-hmm. And the sound machine was on right behind me. And I legit almost fell asleep. Like, even though this job was bustling, I almost fell asleep. And I was like, no, wake up. It's almost time for lunch / cookie. I had already had lunch, so I was just getting a cookie that day. But yeah, that can also be very relaxing for me, is pulling out a bunch of cards and just having it be quiet, or having the chance to journal about it, etc.
Right.
And all of these things, I think what they come down to is there has to be some level of intention, right? If you're going to sit down with a cup of tea, you got to make the tea.
Yep.
You have to do it. You have to carve the time out for mm-hmm. yourself, and you have to do it. If I'm going to sit down and pull out, excuse me, a card from 21 different decks, I have to make the time mm-hmm. to do that. So the key to magical rest is making it intentional.
Absolutely. I have a question, though.
Yeah.
What about if you're making your popcorn and your tea and whatever else you're having, and then you're going to sit in front of the TV? Would you say that that is... I know it can be relaxing, but would you say that that counts for time that you're intentionally being restful?
Depends on what I'm watching.
Okay.
If I'm watching something that, like a mystery that requires my brain to be working, then no. Mm-hmm. If I'm watching something that's just like, okay, so like I watch All Creatures Great and Small, and mm-hmm. I've seen the original, and now I'm watching the current version. And that show is literally just like someone hugging you. It's so sweet most of the time. And it's just like very slow paced. And like, I don't really have to think because I know the story. And it's right. like, I don't really have to wonder, is that animal going to be okay? Because it's such a sweet show. Like, of course that animal's going to be okay.
Right, yeah, right.
Like, obviously on the farm, sometimes animals are not okay because right. they have to be realistic. But like, when it's like a pet, it's like, yeah, Tricky Woo's going to be okay because it's Tricky Woo.
Yeah.
You know, like, right. it's... Okay. I don't have to like have any anxiety that the animal's going to not be hurt or whatever. And obviously none of the animals are hurt in filming. Mm-hmm. It's just a show. But if it's something like that, or, you know, British Bake Off or whatever, uh-huh. I'm not really engaging on a very active mental level.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No, I agree. I think you have to be very aware of what you're watching.
Yeah.
Because we all have shows that relax us, and we all have shows that don't relax us. But I also think it can't be... See, for me, it can't be a show that you're binging because you're staying awake and you're, yeah. you know, that part of, like, staying awake. Again, not that we're talking about going to sleep, but after a while, if your body is tired, you should be able to go to sleep.
Yes, I agree.
Your relaxation. Your relaxation may lead to nap time or bedtime or, you know, I have to shut my eyes time. And that's all good because that's fine. That's how you... rejuvenate your body and charge your battery. But yeah, so I always wonder what people think about that.
Yeah, I agree. So All Creatures, we watch it as it comes out, so you're only getting one episode a week.
Okay.
All right. The only time that I binge something that feels restful is if I've watched it many times through before.
Right, right.
Because then I don't care if I fall asleep because I know exactly what's happening.
Absolutely. Every Jane Austen movie for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know them all so well. And, you know, the music, like, yeah. in the background, it's just very soothing. But, like, last night, you know, I had asked you for some recommendations. Well, I was like, I'm going to watch one episode of What We Do in the Shadows. Yeah. But I was like, oh, this is so relaxing. But it wasn't really because I was laughing and I was yeah. like, oh, my God. And, you know, yeah, I'm like, I don't remember that part. You know, of course, I'm by myself and I'm having this conversation.
Hey, that's okay.
In my own head. But because I'm having this own conversation in my own head, I was like, this isn't very relaxing.
No, it's fun.
It was fun. Yeah. But it wasn't really relaxing.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, for people who, I mean, there must be people out there that watching TV is very relaxing to them.
Yeah.
To me, yes, it totally depends on what I'm watching. So yeah. That's why I asked that question.
No, I think that's a really good question and something to think about. If you want to intentionally set time aside to rest and you want to do that watching TV, there's nothing wrong with that. But just be conscious of what you're putting on. You know, don't put on the news to rest. Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. not going to work. You know, so I think that's really important. And the same goes for reading. you're going to read something that's going to get you all like revved up, and that's different for everybody what that is, then that's not restful for you. You know, like if I'm going to read a novel and I want to do it as a restful activity, I have to actually spend a few minutes before I start reading. So I'm telling myself, I'm not here to analyze this. I'm just going to enjoy the story for what it is.
Right. Okay.
Because otherwise my brain will go into like, oh, what if the author had tried this? Or what if they'd done this? Or what if the story moved that way? Or what if the pacing was this or whatever? And I will pick it apart to death to the point of not enjoying it at all. Not to say I don't enjoy that work. I do. But when I'm supposed to be resting, when I've planned to rest and my brain goes into let's reformat this entire story or restructure this entire story, that is not restful. And then I get annoyed. So not at the author. And myself.
Right. No, I understand that.
Yeah. So I think part of that intention needs to be knowing yourself. Because for some people, my mother loves to watch medical dramas. That to me is not restful. In fact, I can't even watch them at all. I get super anxious watching them. Even though the diseases people have on those are so rare.
Yeah.
It's like, like, it's not even that I think I'm getting that disease or anything. No. I just can't handle the stress of it.
No, it is. It's stressful. Yeah,
but for her, it's very relaxing.
Okay.
So if she's going to rest and relax, she may choose to watch something like that. If I'm sitting in the room and that's on, I'm not resting.
No.
Excuse me. That's fine. You know, we don't need to be resting 100% of the time. But, like, I think it's very important to know thyself and choose the things that are going to make you feel huga or kori or restful.
Right. One thing that I've noticed in our house lately is the first floor where like the living room is, and you know, there's a TV in there and my husband keeps the TV on all the time.
Yeah.
And I think he does it for the dogs because a lot of times he's not even sitting there.
Okay.
I think that he likes to have sound for the dogs. And I don't normally sit in the living room, even to watch TV. It's not my place of choice. But I noticed that the energy was, like, just weird in the house.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I used some Palo Santo, I used some sage, I did some spraying. I was still like, it just wasn't right. It wasn't that it was negative or bad. It just wasn't right. And I realized, I'm like, you know, the news is on in this house many hours out of the day. I would say 10 hours out of the day. It's just on.
A lot of news.
That's a lot of news. And I thought, could that be it? So what I've started doing was I've just changed it. I usually put on like HGTV or something like that. And I've noticed a difference in the energy of the house. It feels like that room is more peaceful now, more that if I wanted to rest there, I could. Because whenever I've ever thought about sitting there, if it's with our gang of friends, that's lovely because, of course, like we have the candles lit and we're all there and, you know, we don't have the news on. But, you know, you know, maybe we're doing a ritual or maybe we're just hanging out. I like it then, but any other time, I'm like, I never sit in there.
Yeah.
So last night, because Tom was out, I was like, I'm going to sit with Wednesday for a little bit. And I noticed that the energy was different. We have these leather couches, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, they're not very comfortable because they're really deep. So when I sit all the way back, like I'm going to like rest my back, my knees don't bend.
Right. And then you feel like you're a little kid.
And I feel like I'm five. But also it's just not a comfortable position to be in. So, you know, but if I want my knees to bend, I have to do like this slouch thing, like, which also is not comfortable. So that's part of it. But I noticed that like if I want to like, you know, get under a blanket and like snuggle with the dogs and maybe read, which I sometimes do when Tom's watching soccer, it's not really like this peaceful huga type comfy cozy. It's just like I'm sitting here with a blanket and my dog.
Yeah.
And I'm reading.
Yeah.
Which is not restful. I think that your environment really counts where like really matters.
Oh, 100%.
In this process, I think that you really need to be in a place that you feel really safe and like a big warm hug, like you said, your show. And I like to just add some ambiance. I actually love lighting candles. You know, I light candles all the time in the house. I like to do that. And I also like to, you know, have something warm to drink. Sometimes it's been some hot cocoa because we have one of those Keurig machines.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And there's hot cocoa for them now. So, yeah, sometimes it's hot cocoa and I just love that. And, you know, awesome. Put some marshmallows in it. I just feel like that's... hot cocoa is just cozy. I don't care if
No, it is.
You can't have hot cocoa without being cozy.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
You can't be like, I'm uncomfortable in having hot cocoa.
Yeah. We will go like
what's the matter there?
Out shopping, and Trini will stop at Starbucks first, and Trini will get a hot cocoa, and I'm like, that's wrong, because hot cocoa is for being comfortable. When you're shopping and you're walking around and like the hustle, it's just wrong to me. But you know, she doesn't think it's wrong. But yeah. So I think that your environment really, really plays a huge part in any time that you want to be restful.
100%.
Yeah,
I feel the exact same way, and you know, on the note of the news, it's fine to watch the news.
Of course it is.
Be mindful of how it's making you feel, though. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, like the saying, you are what you eat, in which case I would be pasta and Reese's peanut butter cups. With a side of occasional pizza and fruit. Not together, just, right. You know, those things.
Oh, God, I would be beans.
I'm so sorry. Nothing against beans. But with that, you know, you are what you consume. The same goes for what we're consuming that is not food. So the news, social media, anything you're doing, you know, on devices, et cetera, books, podcasts, you are what you consume.
Yes.
And you're shaped by these things.
Absolutely.
Whether or not you have a strong willpower, it still affects you somehow. So choosing things that help you achieve the energy you want to achieve is crucial for any time, any intention. Mm-hmm. So for rest, it's the same way. Like, one of my favorite podcasts to listen to when I want to rest is Rebecca Campbell. I find it very soothing to listen to that one. I'm not going to listen to one by someone who's like revving me up. Mm-hmm. That's not the time for that. Mm-hmm. I'll listen to that when I need to be revved up. You know, so it's important to kind of like understand yourself and understand how what you're consuming affects you. And everybody's different. Some people may feel soothed by the news. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of them.
No, it revs me up
too. Yeah. Because I'm like, all this injustice in the world. And, you know, it gets me really like, really, a lot of Mars energy comes in.
Yeah.
And so for me, that's not restful.
No.
It's Mars energy is great, and I'm not knocking it.
No.
But when I want to rest, that's not the energy I want rocking around me.
Yeah. And, you know, you bring up a good point with our hero, Rebecca Campbell. RC. you know, there's something about her voice that's very soothing. So, yes, I like to listen to some classes. Because I find it that, I don't know, there's just something about her, which I love, as you all know. But there's just something that, like, in, like, the sound of her voice and the tone and the words that she's using that I find to be very relaxing. I think I told you that when we were flying down to Florida, I'm not a great flyer, and I listened to her meditation, and I was like, well, this is a great flight.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just felt very relaxed, like, yay. You know, and that was great. So maybe you have somebody like that in your life that you really love, like a podcast, maybe us. We're a little not restful.
No, we laugh a lot, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah. But like, maybe there's somebody that you like to listen to, some music, some classical music, or, you know, just any kind of music, really, that really gets you into that place of like, okay, now I'm going to put my feet up.
Yeah.
I'm going to just take it all in and, you know, and not let anything stress me.
I put Mozart on for Trixie and she's like asleep in seconds.
Yeah.
In the car, at home. If I need to do work and really focus and I need her to take a rest, I put that on and she is out cold.
She's out.
She's out cold.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't leave it on all day because I want to interact with her.
Right.
But, like, if I have an hour or so where I need deep focus and concentration, I put that on and she's just like, it's nap time. Good night. Yeah. And now if she's, like, awake, which she's not right now, and I say Mozart to her, she'll start wagging her tail and she'll, like, get comfy.
Aww.
So I think she even knows that, like, that's her cozy thing, you know?
Yeah,
and she'll go and lay in her bed at home and, like, snuggle in. And get upside down, because upside down is one of her favorite ways to be.
Yeah, we all have the things that help us to get to that place. But we have to sometimes consciously put those things in place so that we can get to that place of restfulness.
Yeah, we got to create it. And it's so important to do, because without rest, you know, you can't be manifesting 100% of the time.
No, you cannot be.
You'll either burn out or nothing will happen, and then you'll get sad about it, and then you'll burn out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you're going to just burn out.
Yep, you will.
So, you know, you got to give yourself a break every now and again. You can't be doing magic every single day and expect it to be working well. You can do it every single day, but if you expect it to be working well, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Mm-hmm. You've got to take breaks every now and then. And sometimes, depending on the magic you're doing, you may need a longer break. You may only need a couple hours.
Yep.
You know, I'm not saying stop your daily altar practice for 3 months and do nothing.
Right.
If that doesn't resonate with you. But, you know, if you're doing a big spell, you know, every single week, and you do that all year long, you're going to get burnt out. And my guess, the universe might get kind of sick of it, too.
Yeah.
I was like, give the universe a break, too. Give it time to give back what you're asking for, what you're seeking. Because not everything is going to happen instantaneously. But, you know, if your energy is depleted, you might as well not bother doing any magic. Nothing's going to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you know, they say you cannot take care of others, take care of other things, take care of your home, take care of your pets if you're exhausted.
Exactly.
You can't take care of them properly. And same is true for magic.
Yeah.
If you are tired, if you're angry, if you're hangry or hungry or anything where you're not feeling all the things that you need to feel for your magic, all the positivity and all the love and all those good things, it's not going to work right.
Yeah.
It's not going to be right. And you're right. Then you are going to get frustrated. You are going to get mad and be like, this doesn't work. This sucks. I'm not doing this anymore. And, you know, you don't realize, I think, sometimes that you have to be in the right headspace for almost everything that you do. When you go to work, you're in a headspace for work, you know. When you're taking care of your kids, you're in that headspace. But magic is the same way. You have to be in the right headspace. And part of that is you need to be well rested.
I agree completely. And anytime a spell is not working, a lot of times people's first thing will be, let me look at the spell and see what's wrong. I almost guarantee 99% of the time there's nothing wrong with the spell. It's all the energy you're bringing to the spell, your mindset, et cetera, because that's where the magic actually lives.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is just a bonus layer.
Yep.
It's just frosting.
Yep.
You're the cake.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
You know, if the spell's not working, it's because there's something going on in you that you need to address or rest from or recover from, et cetera, before you can try the spell again. Because, I mean, how many, let's take prosperity spells out there. Mm-hmm. How many prosperity spells do you think there are out in the world?
Oh my gosh, so many.
As many as there are grains of sand on the beach, probably.
Yes, so many.
One of them is not better than another.
No.
You know, if you're searching for a spell, you do the one that you have the ingredients for or can get, that you've got the time for, that speaks to you. Mm-hmm. All these things contribute to it, but there's not like, oh, well, you used the wrong prosperity spell. Like, that's
right.
not
no,
a thing.
No. You're absolutely right. Even for me, like, so we have like this bowl of prosperity rice at the house, and I even do rice. Not stir it until I know that I'm in the right mindset, because when I'm stirring it, my energy is going into the rice, which is going out into the world, you know, because
exactly.
I've already done the spell and it's still in there, and I don't want to taint it with my angriness or my you know, I'm not in a good mood today, or I'm angry, or whatever. I want it to be always positive out there, because, you know, that's what helps spells. All your positivity, all your good headspace, all your loving feelings, all those great feelings is what makes magic.
Yeah, 100%. Because if that's not there, it's really hard to conjure up what it's going to feel like when you have what you're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you're asking for more disappointment, and who would bother? You know, it's going to be really hard to, and that's where conjuring actually comes from, is conjuring the feelings up inside yourself.
Yes.
If you can't imagine yourself in a place of receiving what you're seeking, then you won't get there magically.
You will not.
You might get there through other means, but you're not going to get there magically.
You will not.
So, like, you owe it to yourself and your magic to give yourself time to rest. And maybe you're someone who decides winter is going to be my time to rest, or Saturdays every week are going to be my time to rest, or what have you. Or, you know, this particular time of every day I'm going to rest. But, like, set an intentional time and an intentional practice where you're creating rest for yourself so that you can rejuvenate your energy, and that will help your magic.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I have two times a year that I consider that, you know, this is my conscious resting time. Like, I am going to be very conscious that I'm doing this. One is January.
Yep.
Mostly because I'm, you know, I am tired from the holidays. I'm tired from, I mean, we do so many cool things, yeah. You know, and like, so, you know, I have to rest up from that, you know, and that's perfect. And I also want to rest up, of course, for my birthday month, so, you know, because, you know, I like to party.
Yes. So, you should. January, you're worthy of celebration.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
January is like that time for me. But also for me, July.
Yeah.
July is for me because, you know, I like to just, like, there's days that I just float in the pool.
There you go.
I basically get out my float. I float. I come in to get, like, a drink or whatever. I'll eat my lunch on my float. You know?
Like, there you go.
I just like that energy. I feel like by being in the sun, it's like that good sun, happy energy is like coming into my body. And I know that might sound crazy, but I feel like in the summer, I get like my so for me personally, I'm not somebody who's like, I don't want to say I'm not happy because I am happy, but I'm not somebody who like exudes happiness because I am more like, I like to be more like Wednesday Addams.
Yeah.
I'm happy. And
but
I'm
you're not bubbly.
Right, I'm not bubbly. But I feel like every summer I can like kind of recharge my happiness battery with, you know, like so that I can be more like, you know, hey, this is great. When I really just want to be like, that's great, you know. but, you know, yeah, so for me, July is like this time that I could almost like do like hygge for like my happiness part of my brain, I guess.
Yeah, well, and soaking up some sun does feel cozy.
Oh,
you don't even need the blanket.
Yeah, no, you don't. And you know, you just need a lot of sunscreen, of course.
Yes.
Wear your sunscreen, people. Be very diligent.
Sunscreen.
But you just, you can feel, and it's so like, it's all from nature. Like it's, you know, it's just, it's the most wonderful feeling. And also, I don't really love the heat. So that's why the pool and the float and like, you know.
All those things.
If I could, I would get one of those fans that like spritzes you. In fact, maybe I'm going to look into that this
I think
year.
You should.
And I would do that.
They have wearable ones.
You know, but yeah, I think that you can pick any time of year that's your time. Because I'm sure there's people out there that the winter is like, that's my time to shine. Like I'm a skier and an ice skater and, you know, and I love being out in the snow for hours on end when it's windy. I don't know who these people are. If you're one of them, please comment. But, you know, and for some people, it might be the spring is their time.
Yeah.
Because there's so much going on, there's so much growth going on around them that they may feel like, I need to step back at this time.
Yeah.
All this growth is just, it's like, it's overbearing for me. Or, you know, so it could be your time for hygge could be any time of year that works for you. I just always like it in January because of the blankets.
Yeah.
I love blankets.
Blankets are
fabulous. I love a good blanket. And you know, one of my biggest problems when I go to Home Goods is they always have all those beautiful blankets on hangers and they're just gorgeous. And I always buy blankets and I'm like, I don't need another blanket.
But sometimes you do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you've got friends over and they're like,
sometimes
can
you
I
do
because
I do like to have blankets out for everybody.
Yeah.
But I was really excited because when we did the fire pit last year, I bought all outside blankets. Because, you know, it gets kind of cold in the evenings, you know, not really in July, but, you know.
Later in the year.
Yeah, like May and
September. There's been times when we've been out there in November.
Yeah, we need blankets.
Almost
and, you
November.
Know, and that's fun. But I can't stand when you go somewhere and you see this really beautiful blanket. But it's like, it's not really, it's not going to keep you warm.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those non-warming blankets.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what is the point of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the point?
I agree that blankets can be beautiful and can enhance any room, but they should also be able to keep you warm.
Yes.
Or they should be soft.
Yes.
They've got to do one or preferably both of those things.
Yes.
I have to tell you, I got that like $9.99 blanket at IKEA with
and
the little horses on it. It's wool. It's so warm.
Yeah.
And it's very light. It's very thin.
Mm-hmm.
So like you don't feel like, you know, you're encumbered.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very, very cozy. And I really like it.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I have one of those. Have you ever seen these new blankets now? I say that they're new. I don't know. But it's like that sheep look to it. I don't know what that's
like
called.
Sherpa?
But yeah, Sherpa. But it's like 10 feet by 10 feet.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's so heavy when it's on me. And I love it. I think I'm like getting to that point where I like those weighted blankets.
Yeah.
I like that. You know what I mean? But I have me and like the dogs and there's plenty of room for everybody. And
nice.
You know, yeah, I love a big blanket and a heavy blanket.
There you
yeah.
go.
Oh, that's my blanket wants. But you know, it's really funny too, because we're talking all about hygge and we're talking all about relaxing. Even when I'm relaxing, I have like this schedule of things that I want to do. Like this year, there was a couple things. One was to write a lot of classes, which I did. One was to crochet.
Okay.
Because I love to crochet, but I haven't been doing it lately.
Yeah.
And I have not done it
okay.
at all this winter. So I'm gonna, you know, I'll put it on for next year, or maybe I'll start. You know, in like
I mean,
the
there's
next
still a month
days.
Left
there's
of winter.
Still time. But yeah, I think it's okay though to have like those projects that you want to do and relax to.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, like we said before, I think it all comes down to what mindset does it put you in.
Yeah.
Are you spending your energy or are you getting recharged by it?
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting recharged by it, it's restful.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to hear something crazy?
Of course.
So last night I left work and I was really, I had taken this class on how to set up appointments online for all the readers
yes.
at the shop, okay? And I got home and I was like, you know what? I'm going to work on this. I expected it was going to drive me crazy. I had sat in front of my computer. I think when I was texting you, I was like, oh my God, it's 8:00.
Yeah.
Now, during that time, I did eat and I talked to Tom, you know, until he left and stuff. But there was probably a good like 2.5 hours. I was just sitting at my computer. When I was done and I got up at 8:00, I was like, well, what am I going to do now? I felt like energized.
Yeah.
I think because I had completed a project, which I expected it to be the opposite. I expected I was going to go home and swear a lot and be frustrated at the computer and be calling you like, I can't fix this and I'm bringing my computer to work tomorrow and you need to fix it or something.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I either go to you, Trinity, or Beckham and like he's studying for midterms.
Oh, yeah, no,
he
no.
He didn't need Leave to hear be. From me. And Trin's got her friend. So I was like, I expected I was going to be like kind of contacting you, like swearing. And I was really surprised. I didn't swear. And I felt really good afterwards. Like, I felt, like, super energized.
Nice.
And, like, of course, by that point, it's, like, 8:30. I'm like, well, what am I doing with this energy? but it was really interesting for me. Because that normally does not happen for me.
Yeah.
Like I said, normally the computer, I want to just throw it against the wall and be like, computers stink. I'm not using one anymore.
Yeah. Well, I totally get what you mean. There's certain types of work that energize me.
Mm-hmm.
Doing this podcast energizes me.
Yes.
I love it. Writing energizes me. Other things like doing my taxes drains me, as I think it drains almost everyone.
Ooh.
I think it exists simply to drain us, not only of our money,
yes,
but of our energy. But like, I would never intentionally decide to do my taxes and then do a spell. Like,
no.
Especially for money. No. Be a horrible idea for me because I know that drains me.
Yeah.
But like, if we do our podcast, I feel very magical after.
Yeah,
if I've been writing, I'm like, I could do a spell on creativity. I could do this. I could do that. And it just amps me up.
Yep. I agree.
In a good way.
Yeah. I just thought that was interesting last night. But like, because that normally doesn't happen. But yeah, I think that, you know, any time that you could feel really good from something, and I wasn't resting.
Yeah.
But I guess I was, because I was sitting in a really comfortable position. So who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
So okay. That's
my little 2 cents.
I love it. Those are good 2 cents. And we're going to pull from Whispering Woods again because this is the deck I have near me.
Whispering Woods.
Same one we've been using the last few. I'll change it up next time. But Victoria's choosing. These cards are so cute.
I'm
they have like
cold
little
to this one. So hold on. I just want to.
Ink and watercolor animals on them.
Oh, they're so beautiful. This is caution. Tread softly so as not to disturb the woodland floor.
Okay. What a good card for rest.
Interesting. Yeah, I was just thinking that too. Like, that's very interesting.
Yeah. Like, don't wake up the grizzly bear.
No, don't. Don't.
It's not a good idea.
When my son was little, you know, he used to, he was a toddler, so, you know. I used to always say to my... Yeah. Yeah. I used to always say to my daughter, like, don't poke the bear.
Yeah.
Because he was a little moody.
Yeah.
Sorry, Beckham, to throw you under the bus. He's
a
little moody.
A toddler.
Yeah. He's a little moody. So, yes. That would be my thing. Don't poke the bear. So
Don't
this
poke
is
the bear.
This is basically it. Which, you know what, to me, this is is kind of funny because it's talking about the woodland floor, and it's talking about, you know, not to disturb. And like I said, my son has fine midterms this week.
Yeah.
And of course, yesterday, before I realized it was midterms, I was like, so when are you coming home? Which, as a mom, you really shouldn't say to your kids because, you know, it stresses them out. So, yes, I need to proceed with caution this week because I don't want to stress them out.
Yeah.
You know, and not that coming home is stressful. No. It's delightful.
Yes, but he still has to arrange the plane. Right. And
it's
all
a whole, I mean, it's a whole thing.
He's not going around the corner.
Yeah, like 2.5 hours each way. And, you know, I'm sure it's like sitting at the airport. Like, he's probably like, I could be doing many other things.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was the one who chose to go to Florida.
That's true. That's true.
I'll just throw that out there, Beckham, because I know you're listening.
You and Dan Radcliffe.
Yes.
Probably listening together.
Probably hanging out.
You have to tell us if that's the case, though.
Yes. Yes. Please post a picture of the two of you together. Okay, you know you're a witch if.
Yeah. You know you're a witch if you're intentionally setting up restful cycles so that you can recharge your magical battery.
Love it.
Which I think I phrased better this time than before. I was like fumbling through deciding what I would say.
No, that's great. I totally agree.
Thank you.
I think that, you know, being a witch is cool. So
being a witch is the best.
We just do cool things. You know, we think about awesome things like that. So yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Come join us in a non-creepy way.
Yeah, in a non-creepy way. Yes. Definitely a non-creepy way.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.
Stay magical. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode.
If you loved this, please leave us a review. We can't wait to talk to you again next week.